Good morning and welcome to episode 97 of Martin Uncut. Today it's May the 21st, 2021. Today's episode is OmniFocus. It's Friday and yet another week has passed. And yesterday was such a great day. It started off with the release of the Smartest podcast. And we worked quite hard to get that out. So it's super, super nice when you are able to just release it out to have people actually listen to what you have done. And in the evening, we recorded another episode. That is actually episode 6 we recorded. And that was an interview. And I think we had a really nice conversation. So I'm looking forward to actually edit and create that episode. But that's going to be quite a while into the future before you're able to hear this episode. But today I wanted to talk about something completely different. Let's talk about OmniFocus. So OmniFocus is a list manager and is the list manager that I currently use. But don't take today's episode as an endorsement for this application. For me, the choice of list manager is highly personal. And there is really no right or wrong to what you choose. If the tool works for you, it is right. Otherwise, it's wrong. I have used OmniFocus for approximately 1.5 years now. And before that, I used Nosby for 7 years. And I loved Nosby, and I still think it's a fantastic tool. And I switched because, well, everyone said that OmniFocus was great. So I felt a little bit of peer pressure, you could say. But I thought, well, I can try it at least. So I bought all of the OmniFocus licenses that exists for Mac. So it's desktop and for my iPhone. And OmniFocus is a Mac OS app only, or Mac app only, Apple app only. And then I suffered. And I regretted this choice for at least 3 months. And it was first after all of this time that I got used to the tool and it became a natural part of my workflow. And today I can't really see a life without it. Next to my calendar, this is one of my more or most important tools I have. So what is OmniFocus then? Well, it's a Mac and iOS only application and it's created to help you manage your lists, and more so your to-do or task lists. It's specifically for that, and it's very focused to GTD. So if you are a GTD user, it's going to be a great tool because it's highly configurable and you can really adopt it to how you work. But if you're not using GTD, you can still use this tool. It's going to be a fantastic tool still. So it's definitely not a GTD-only tool. There is no such thing as a GTD-only thing. You will very easy get it to work in your workflow, or very easy you will get it to work in your workflow. It has everything that you would expect from a modern list manager. And there is a lot of features, like you can email things into it, you can write automations using Apple Script, and you can do a lot of things. But the main purpose that makes this thing pop out for me is that you have the ability to create perspectives. And a perspective is essentially a filter. It's a view into your task database. So you will be able to decide how you want to see and use your different tasks, essentially. But first, if you're going to use OmniFocus, be aware that the perspective feature is a feature that is in the pro version. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive, this license. It's not in the low tier license. You need to go up to the pro license. And personally, I would not be using OmniFocus without perspectives. I would definitely go back to Nosby immediately. By default, you have a few different views that you can use. And the default main view is the forecast view. And that gives you kind of a view. It's a dashboard. over what you have on your plate. But in addition to tasks, you can also see your calendar here. But I avoid to put deadlines on my tasks because it's not really a good practice to do. And because of this, I don't have that much value of this view. It probably can be useful, but depending on how my life works and how my calendars work, I have so many calendars and things around, it doesn't really fit in my workflow. But maybe in the future, it's a feature that it's not bad, but it just doesn't really work with how I work. You also have some plain views in the system by default. And one of these is the project list, and the other one is the context list. I call it context list. I think it was called context in a previous version. Nowadays, they call it tags. But I use tags as context in my setup, so for me, it's the context list. But here you can then work on your task by coming from the project view. So you can go and find your project and then see what tasks you have in the project, or you can go to a specific context and see all the tasks you have in that specific context. So let's say that you have your phone available and you want to see who you can call. You can easily go to that context and find those. And this is, I mean, it's nothing special. That's functionality in every list manager out there. And in the project view, you can essentially create whatever structure you want. And you can build a big, it's a tree type of structure that you have, and you can really build it out how you want it. And the context view is very similar there. You can also build out kind of a layered context view. So for example, I have my agenda lists. They are all as contexts and they are in a tree view. So that can be really, really helpful. There is also a review tab, but I don't use that at all. I have closed it, so I don't even see it. But trust me, I am definitely reviewing my system, but I'm just not using the review perspective when I do. I am using my checklists for the review process that I have been using for many, many, many years, and I feel very comfortable and safe doing it that way, and I don't want to go away from that. And that's really important to me. So that's why I do it like that. The review perspective probably works really fine for other people, but I want to have full control here. The last of the standard views is the flagged view, and you can flag items, you can flag projects, and then they show up in this list. I seldom use flags. I try to avoid it. I do use it, but I use it very limited. And I try to be very careful not to do this too much, because then you create this type of meta system inside your system. And that is not really a good practice to do. And if you have a lot of things that you flag, then this doesn't really work out right. So be really, really careful using this. So flags and deadlines is the things that I am super careful to use. I use my calendars, my calendar to actually do my hard landscape. If I have a hard deadline that I need to have in, then I need to plan up the work so I can do the work to get that done in time. But I do most of my work based on the custom perspective. And these took a while to get set up as I wanted. And that is probably why it took me up to 3 months to start feeling okay with the system or this tool. These are views I still change from time to time. And especially since my work condition, it changed. Then these views need to change. And I continuously try to improve my system. I mean, I don't spend hours and hours and hours in here. But when I start to feel a nagging feeling about something in my system, I go in and change the views. It's perfectly fine to do. I am not a static person. I do change. And then my system needs to change as well. That's the reality. But just to give you a little overview of the different perspectives I have one perspective that I call Get It Done. This is a perspective that shows me all the tasks that has been flagged, that essentially the task that has been cherry-picked, and it's task that is about or has become due, and its task that has reached the defer date. This task is the things that I focus on before I focus about anything else. And again, please note that I'm really, really careful to not create a meta system here. It's just a few tasks that goes into this list, but that is also the task that is actually more prioritized. It's things that I need to take a look at. My other view is that in the office, and this is my main perspective, this is the list that I try to work mostly from. And here I find all the tasks that I can do in the office, and they are grouped by context, by tag. And I do most of my work in the office, and I know what I have available here. I have my computer here, I have my phone here, I have the office context here, and some other things. And all of those things gives me or shows in this perspective. So that gives me really quick access to all of those tasks. The alternative would be that I would go into the tags view or the context view and then select all the tags. And I did that for a while, but it was like cumbersome to need to choose this context all the time. So I just opted to do a perspective, and that has shown out to be really, really useful. The third custom perspective I have is Quicks. And as it sounds, it's a list that shows me all the tasks that I can do quickly. And I put quickly as 5 minutes or less. It's a list that is perfect to use if I had like a few minutes between a meeting, or I'm waiting for someone and I feel I have 5 minutes, then I can just take up this list and use it. It's not a list I use every day. I don't think I even use it every week, but sometimes I need it, and then it's really good to have. And the last list I have is next actions. And essentially, as you hear, this is a long list of all my next actions. There is no filter on projects, there's no filters on context or anything. It's just a long list. And this list is also a list I don't use daily, but it's good to have around, because sometimes I want to review something or watch something or get an overview of something, and then I can easily get all my next actions. And it's also a list that I can search in. So the search function in OmniFocus, it searches in the perspective you're in. So if I want to search on all my tasks that I have, this is the perspective I use to search in. So that is just a good thing to have. It's not something I use daily, but it's around, and if I need it, I can easily get to it. So that was what I wanted to say about OmniFocus and perspectives. I hope this gave you a little bit of an insight and an idea to what this tool can do, and if it's a tool for you, or maybe you're already using OmniFocus, but you're not using perspectives that much. And if you have any thoughts or questions around OmniFocus, feel free to send me a note, and I will try to give you an explanation or help you. I am definitely not an OmniFocus support person, but I know a little bit about GTD and how to set this tool up to work according to best practices. So if you want to have some help, just let me know. That was all for today, and also all for this week. So I want to take the opportunity to wish you a fantastic weekend, and I see you back here on Monday. Have a good one. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.